Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
What a difficult gospel. My heavenly Father will treat you in exactly the same way unless each of you forgives his brother from his heart. Lord Jesus Christ gives us a very hard parable to listen to and want to learn from. If we paid close attention, we heard the command that he gives us. Forgive, and you will be forgiven as well. What a difficult command to fulfill. Forgive. When we are asked to be forgiven by someone else, and we forgive them without hindrance, then we are received God's mercy. And we are brought into that mercy. We become active participants of all the treasures of that mercy, salvation, paradise. But the same thing works the other way. If we need to forgive without hindrance to receive God's mercy, so we too can be active participants in God's mercy. And that is where the struggle begins. How many times in our lives did we forgive without actually meaning it? How many times did we actually forgive someone, but then at the first opportunity, we slandered them in front of others, or even worse, that the forgiveness did not mean anything to us? Forgiveness, or to forgive, is a lost art in today's society. It is not surprising that it is a lost art. The world teaches us, I'm always right. I have to love myself in order to be all right. But if someone challenges and attacks our self-love, then we are willing to go to extreme circumstances to show them who is superior and who is actually right. And the forgiveness and our humility is out of the window. So how do we start to forgive and actually mean it? First, we have to start with ourselves. And we have to start with a simple prayer. Jesus' prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, the sinner. When we say this prayer, as much as we can throughout the day, our heart becomes soft, moldable. Many fathers of the church compare Jesus' prayer to raindrops and heart as a field and Christ's commandments as seeds which go into the soft ground. Each Jesus prayer softens our hearts, which can be made ready for the seed or commandments of Christ. Then the second step is when we do the examination of conscience from our prayer book, and we realize that we are very broken people, and oftentimes more broken than those who we are not willing to forgive. If the examination of our conscience is done right, done correctly, we conquer our self-love, and it hurts our egoism, and our pridefulness is decimated. Then we go to confession, receive penance, or I like to say, medicine for the soul, and all the wounds we cause to ourselves are starting to heal. When this cycle starts, when we go to confession, when we pray the Jesus prayer, more often than something happens within us. The heart softens and the commandments become more accessible to us. And we are even willing to try to conquer not just the commandments, but also ourselves. So we are molded according to God's words. This practice and this fight takes many years, but once we get on that path and don't turn back, we will see the beautiful progress within our lives and the lives of our friends and family around us. Then the second major step is to forgive with our whole heart. And if we make this first step, then the forgiveness, even if it's unreasonable to us, will carry so much power, so much beauty, and so much healing. And that's where we enter God's grace. That is when we become active participants of God's will. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. So let us start to pray and ask God to soften our hearts so we can be molded according to God's will. This is not an easy path, but it is a path that is necessary for us to take up and follow if we want to reach the paradise. We never know what one true forgiveness can do to somebody else's lives or to us. Let us try and forgive. Glory to Jesus Christ.